This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The new believers in Thessalonica, they had received the message of salvation with great joy. Even though their new life was now going to lead to persecution from both Jews and Gentiles, they stood firm in their faith. Many Thessalonians were apparently concerned about the condition of those believers who had already died. What would happen to them when Christ returned? And Paul now is going to begin to answer those questions and many other questions that these new believers in Thessalonica possessed. Paul, last time we were together, says, "Look, to begin with, you know what kind of men we were among you. You know, because of the interaction that you had with us, the rubbing shoulders, the sharing of your lives with me and the boys." And the whole issue really had little to do with what Paul said, far more with what he did, and they indeed were watching, not just listening. You see, if we are truly filled with the Holy Spirit of God, then the power of God is going to be evident in our living, because Jesus, he gave us the gospel. The died for men's sins, was resurrected, lives in heaven at the right hand of God so we might be saved. Gospel. He gave us that gospel to move the world, and it has to begin right here with moving us. So verse 6, beginning in our text today, says, "Look, you became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy in the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia." The Living says, "So you became our followers and the Lord's, for you received our message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the trials and sorrows it brought you. Then you yourselves became an example to all other Christians in Greece." Now, again, these believers had actually seen God in power in Paul. They had witnessed the living, the change, the manifest within Paul. And so the people then followed Paul as he followed God. The word here is imitators. And it's important to take note of that word, because the people, they sought to serve God like Paul and his gang, because they wanted whatever it was they saw in Paul. It wasn't that they were lifting Paul up as some sort of guru or some sort of deity. Just that they said, "Look, this is a man who follows Jesus, and if this man can follow Jesus in this dynamic, so can I, so can we." Now, Paul, he wasn't arrogant in this respect. He simply knew that where he stood with Christ, as well as his responsibility to be an example to those he ministered to. He wrote back in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, "Imitate me just as I imitate Christ." Now, it wasn't just Paul the preacher that drew people to Jesus. It was at the same time Paul the servant, Paul the disciple, and certainly Paul the hand of God. I wonder how long we're going to seek to lead people to Christ with just our words and not our lives. Gang, words are cheap, but the gospel is the power of God at work in the human heart. The gospel is the power of God operating, working, stirring, convicting, and energizing a person to believe in and live out Christ. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." You see, when we know that the gospel power is a reality in our lives, there is a camaraderie, if you will, of fellowship and brotherhood with all those who are walking with him, even all those who have gone before us. We understand. So, like God was telling Jeremiah back in 23:29, "Isn't my word like fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Yes, Lord, indeed it is. And being a believer and a follower in that day in Thessalonica, it was certainly not an easy path. I mean, there was, again, persecution and trials. But those who chose to walk the road of Jesus, they weren't doing so in any way to find a life elixir or some sort of balm to soothe the wounds of life. They weren't looking for an easier life. They did it because it was true. They did it because it was a fact. They saw the reality of it manifested in the powerful life that transformed Saul, the killer and the Christian persecutor, into Paul the apostle and the servant of God. This was no card trick. This was no sleight of hand. I mean, it was real and they saw it. So, despite the hardships that the believers were enduring, there was still fruit from their ministry. People still received Christ and lives were changed, even despite the persecution. There was also a very real reward that accompanied that kind of life. It's not like being a Christian is a bummer. I mean, there was joy in the hearts and the lives, giving them full assurance of their eternal salvation, assurance of their deliverance from death. Thus, they in turn became examples to all those around them. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "But having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we also speak." We should note here in closing, too, that the church in Thessalonica was the only church that Paul ever called an example. You see, to Paul, this church was the pattern for what churches ought to be, spiritual and as far as growth and in ministry. What was their example? Again, they had a work of faith, a labor of love, and a steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And through all of this, they manifested a joy despite hardship and despite tribulation. Now, the word example here, it means imprint. The church in Thessalonica became the very imprint of Jesus Christ and his gospel.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.